track four, and it's more news stories. Ruby reward for loyal locals at attraction. A popular local attraction has launched a scheme to reward loyal locals as it celebrates its Ruby anniversary. Shoulden Wildlife Trust has introduced the initiative to thank the local community for supporting the village zoo over the past 40 years. The Loyal Locals scheme, which offers progressively reduced prices for those living within the local area, was introduced on the 1st of December and will run until February 2028. Every time a local resident visits its Shoulden Zoo within the three-month period, the admission price becomes even cheaper, eventually dropping to just £4 per visit. Whether you come once, twice or several times, we want to help locals enjoy a day out with us, explained Shoulden Wildlife Trust Director Zach Scholl. The zoo said the scheme has been created specifically to help residents enjoy affordable days out during the colder months, particularly when finances can be tough with Christmas and the increased cost of living, while celebrating its long-standing relationship with the community. For four decades, Shoulden Wildlife Trust has been proud to be a place that means something special to the people of our village and the surrounding areas, Zach commented. Our continued success is thanks in no small part to the loyal support we've received from local people, and now we want to give something meaningful back. To take part in Loyal Locals scheme, visitors just need to show proof of address, such as a recent utility bill or driving license, on arrival at the zoo, and the team will register each visit and automatically apply the appropriate discount. We hope the Loyal Locals scheme brings a little extra winter cheer and offers residents a chance to enjoy Shoulden Wildlife Trust, said Zach. We look forward to welcoming familiar faces and meeting new ones as we celebrate 40 years of community connection. Shoulden Wildlife Trust recently won a Bronze Devon Tourism Award in the Small Visitor Attraction of the Year category for its continued commitment to conservation excellence, exceptional visitor experience, and its long-standing mission to protect some of the world's most endangered species.
Over 8,000 speeders caught by new camera. The number of drivers caught speeding by the new enforcement camera on Ashburton Road in the first half of November can be revealed. Submitted by the Mid Devon Advertiser, the Freedom of Information request shows that between November the 1st and the 14th, 800 drivers were issued with a notice of intended prosecution for exceeding the 30-mile-an-hour limit. In total, the camera has been activated 8,100 times. Some motorists were caught twice, even thrice, by the camera in the same day, with many criticising the lack of warning signs when the device was initially installed. The bi-directional camera, which in addition to speed can detect seatbelt and mobile phone offences, was installed in August. It's one of two new camera sites, the other one being in Plymouth, that have been installed as a temporary free trial of new camera equipment. And the camera could become a permanent fixture, as Devon County Council says it will consider retaining it once the trial period is over. A Devon County Council spokesperson said, "The speed enforcement camera has been located on the A383 Ashburton Road site due to its injury collision history and following the results of subsequent traffic speed surveys. Surveys identified that typical traffic speeds on this road overnight from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. were between 40 and 53 miles an hour. During the busy daytime period, over 100 vehicles per hour were found to be travelling at high speeds within the 30 mile an hour limit. In the wake of the camera being installed, frustrated motorists took to Facebook to vent their anger, creating the page A383 Ashburton Road Speed Camera Victims.
Girl proves it is the jolly tabby season. A youngster from Tynmouth was treated to a tour of Hector's House cat rescue after organising a collection for the charity. Darcy Fogden, who attends Our Lady in St. Patrick Primary School, collected donations of food and treats, toys and blankets from family, friends, parents and staff at her local school and local supermarket Morrison's. When she dropped off the donations on Monday, she had the opportunity to meet staff and have a look around the centre to get a first-hand view of the charity's activities. Animal lover and cat aficionado Darcy learned about Hector's House cat rescue after her grandparents recently adopted two kittens from the charity. She was so impressed by the rescue's work that she decided to nominate Hector's House as her chosen charity as she works towards her Torbay and Devon Civic Award. The Torbay and Devon Civic Award was founded in 2004 by former teacher Karen Thompson. She developed the initiative to encourage pupils in the final year of primary school to demonstrate active citizenship and to support a charitable cause. Over the past 21 years, the Civic Award has grown, and last year, nearly 500 children from 42 primary schools took part in the scheme, bringing the total number of youngsters to achieve the award to nearly 5,000. To receive the award, children have to show that they are active citizens by taking up positions of responsibility in school and volunteering in the local community, by being regularly involved in hobbies, going on a residential and taking part in adventure activities, adopting and supporting a cause or charity, and making a pledge to help the environment.
English Riviera Air Show made £33,000 loss. Torbay's record-breaking 2025 air show made a loss of just over 33,000. The loss comes on top of an allocation of 100,000 from Torbay Council for the show, which had an overall budget of 285,000. The 2025 English Riviera air show brought record crowds to vantage points around the bay in June, and featured aircraft ranging from the Red Arrows to Wing Walkers and Royal Naval helicopters. It is estimated the show generates around £5 million for Torbay in terms of spending over the counter at local businesses. The English Riviera Bid Company says that the show provides a strong return on its investment. The event had been losing hundreds of thousands of pounds in its earlier years, a situation the council said could not continue.